Welcome to Loyalty Discussions with White Label Loyalty, where we cover everything you need to know about customer loyalty, retention, and rewards. We're interviewing experts from all industries to help you keep your customers coming back for more. Today I'm joined by our CEO and founder, Ashil, and we're talking all about loyalty in sports. If you're a football fan, you know that there's no bigger loyalty than the passion of your favourite club. So how do you translate this kind of support into business? Let's uncover some lessons in loyalty that brands can learn from the sports world. Sports is an emotional experience. That is a fact. People, good emotions, bad emotions, people are very sensitive when it comes to sports. Just in your own opinion, what is it about, let's take football, what is it about football that you think makes fans so emotionally loyal?
Ooh, that's a really good question. It is the beautiful game after all, isn't it? It's something that you commit to at a very young age, either by parents, grandparents, family members, or you select a team and you kind of start following them and building that emotional loyalty to them. And it's interesting because it's kind of some of the ideas that we based White Label Loyalty on. It's about understanding that loyalty goes beyond just transactions, right? So you don't support a team because the season tickets are cheaper. Then everybody would support Bradford City, wouldn't they? but it's all about, it's about so many more things. It's about so many more touch points. So to answer your question, I think it's something that connects people, and it's people identify with supporting a team as well. So it's almost, it's close to brand alignment as you can get, I guess.
So people, they tend to pick their team quite early in life, and then they would stick with them even if they're rubbish, even if they lose, even if they don't agree with how the management is kind of coaching the team. So it's definitely like the strongest form of loyalty that you can get. Who do you support?
I support Arsenal. Okay. And again, I'm not from London. I picked Arsenal to support, when I was maybe 11 or something like that. Mm-hmm. Because I grew up in Sweden, we watched the Premier League, and I just liked the look of Arsenal and the players that they had. And it was, they had Anders Limpar from Sweden as well, which was like really good. And that's it, really. Once you've selected, you've selected, and then you kind of grow to follow that team. And obviously, I got a soft spot for Leeds, having been in Leeds so many years. So I've actually watched more Leeds games than Arsenal games, I would say. But when Leeds play Arsenal, then, it's Arsenal all the way.
There's obviously this huge emotional loyalty in the sports world that hasn't really translated into the business world yet. The only kind of example I can think of where people really identify with like a brand in the business world is where you have, like, when people are either an Apple user or an Android user, and they, that really becomes part of their identity. You're either one or the other, and you stick with that technology. But other than that, you don't really get that kind of loyalty. It's more people just switch depending on the experience they're getting, pricing, all of these factors that make it so easy for people to just change who they support brand-wise. There's obviously this big kind of untapped potential for brands in the business world. But when it comes to like football clubs, for example, so say if a football club approached you and was like, Ash, we obviously have real super fans. Mm-hmm. What can we do to kind of nurture that loyalty? What can we do to start rewarding our fans and giving them even greater experiences? What kind of like loyalty solution would you suggest for them?
I would first of all ask them to speak to us at White Label Loyalty. but let's address the elephant in the room. Football clubs specifically, or professional sport clubs, usually don't see completely eye to eye with the fans. When that happens, there's usually friction in the relationship. And unlike any other business, fans have unconditional love for the club. So if it's a product, people just stop buying it, maybe give them a bad review, and then that's it, really, you know, just completely turn the back on it. But very few fans can actually turn their back on the fans. They might stop coming to the games, but they still follow the team and, you know, hoping for that change in terms. So, you know, the best way to really, for a club to connect back with the fans is to make sure that the fans are part of the conversation, and also make sure that the fans really feel that, yes, it's their club. We're here to manage your club, really. And, you know, it sounds easy to say, but you can demonstrate it by the actions the club are taking. Mm-hmm. And the clubs, you know, the fans just want to feel like they've been listened to, really. Obviously, you know, you can't listen to everything every fan says, but it's just that acknowledgement of knowing. So if we translate it into a retail or to traditional loyalty for brands, it's exactly the same thing. It's in the retail world, loyalty to us is a value exchange in data, right? Mm-hmm. So as a consumer, you provide your data to the business and you expect the business to, first of all, treat your data correctly, you know, so make sure that you're given all those consents and GDPR consent. But if you willingly give your data to the business, you expect the business to be able to actually reach out to you with relevant messaging, targeted and personalized to yourself. And unfortunately, that's not what's happening. So your data is being collected, being used, but you're still getting a very one-dimensional messaging. And, you know, that's probably down to the lack of technology in that space. And this is why, you know, we spend so much time at White Label Loyalty to build a platform that really is designed to encourage and change behavior rather than just rewarding transactions, you know? Mm-hmm. I think that's exactly the same thing that needs to happen in sport. Because the fans have unconditional love for you doesn't mean you can treat them however you feel like. You actually work for the clubs. You're actually working for the fans.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting. It's all about giving fans a voice and like giving them a chance to kind of shape where their team goes and sort of how it functions. Do you think that football clubs do enough to kind of reward their fans for being loyal?
No, not at all. You know, that's a big gap. And in fact, we're actually looking at a specific product that we want to, you know, package up our loyalty product to actually help professional sports clubs connect better with their team. I can't disclose too much about it at the moment, but it's going to help bridge that gap and create a two-way communication between the club and the fans, and also allow the fans to actually be an important part on moving the goalpost in the club. So when it comes to sports as well, it's about identity, right? So it's kind of all those key terminologies, key words that are quite loaded and mean so much, and that's all involved in sports. So you have the emotional side of it. You also have the passion side of it, which is, you know, it's basically the fire that fuels an action, you know. As a fan showing my loyalty, I might enter in some prize draws. I might engage with the club by giving feedback, taking part of surveys, you know, doing something for the community that the club serves. And in exchange, I get the chance to maybe meet the players or be part of a warm-up session with the team, or potentially giving out the man of the match trophy, you know, getting the chance to win something that is as unique that you can't really buy or that you can't put a value on, because it's worth as much as it is for that person, right?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Because at the moment, in terms of rewards, it's only really, you can buy football club merchandise, you can apply for a ticket, but actually getting those kind of interactive, unique experiences is something that's kind of missing at the moment.
Absolutely. And, you know, in the modern way of talking about these unique experiences could be in the form of NFTs, for instance. It doesn't have to be graphical art. You know, NFTs can be unique moments, for instance, that you can sell. So I see a space for that in sports. But yeah, when you want to fuel emotion, you fuel emotion with experiences.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really, they love the club. So they love, want to get involved in the club. And yeah, it's not always about the merchandise, like you say.
Mm-hmm.
You'd be surprised as well to know how many sport clubs, you know, don't have the data joined up together. Many clubs don't even know if a season ticket holder has this season's match shirt, you know, which right. is which is terrible.
Right. It makes it really hard for football clubs to really identify like who their super fans are.
Yeah, it's you know, I see sports and you know, sport clubs' relationship to fans in a very similar way that a normal business would run, really. They have the same issues, in a sense. The only difference is that the sport club have the luxury of unconditional love mm-hmm. and passion. That means that many of the clubs become lazy because it's kind of expected that the fans would still support you. Whilst as a brand, a traditional brand or a retailer, you don't have that luxury. You have to work a lot harder.
Mm-hmm.
The problems that both have are very similar in the sense that they all have fragmented data points. So in a physical world, in a retail world, you know, they might have different point of sale systems, CRM, ERPs, and, you know, it might be quite difficult for them to get a 360 view of their customers. But the same applies for professional sport clubs where the ticketing system is completely different from the merchandise site, as well as the different sponsorships. And, you know, the turnstiles might be completely different again as well. So they have a similar problem to actually really understand who their fans are and what really makes them tick, which means that, again, it creates this dish, you know, it's not for the lack of trying, it's that they just don't know. They don't have the right data points. Loyalty solutions are so important, especially when they're event-based, like the White Label Loyalty platform, where you can use any type of data that's brought into the system to create that 360 view and also be able to reach customers with meaningful connections and personalization.
I think another great benefit of businesses having loyalty is being able to like create a community. So you obviously see that within sports fans is one of the big reasons why someone wants to support a team is because they want to be part of that group. You know, it's kind of about tapping into people's desire to be part of a tribe and to like have similar kind of values as others. So I think once brands in the business world are able to create communities, they'll have a group of like loyal followers who will basically back them even through like rough times at the moment. So obviously we're seeing so many obstacles with the cost of living crisis. Well, if you have true loyalty, then your customers are going to stick with you even when you have to raise prices, for example, even when you can't give as much value in terms of like monetary value or your products. But as long as you're rewarding them in any kind of way and showing them, you know, that you appreciate them, it's a lot easier to create that sense of community that we see in sports.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, you're absolutely right. And that community aspect is so important. And the way we try to make that happen using White Label Loyalty is to create different tiers, create different achievements, you know, making loyalty about being part of a bigger ecosystem, bigger part of that tribe, as you mentioned. And many brands try to create that movement by getting influencers, which is kind of trying to shorten that process. But the successful businesses who have tribes and ecosystems, they are usually longer lasting, especially in turbulent times. Mm-hmm. But if you're a brand looking to set up a loyalty solution and you're concerned about the current climate, you know, the cost of living crisis, etc. The good thing is that there's never been a better time to actually set up a loyalty scheme, be closer to your customer, because when you show that you understand the customer and that you are you're there, right there with them, and you continue to reward them during challenging times, these customers tend to become even more loyal to your brand and start to identify even more with you. So you're creating long-term loyalty rather than, oh, it's Black Friday, it's 50% off, right? So it's about the journey and also really connecting. And you can only connect when there's a two-way communication.
So you started out in professional football before you moved into the business world. What skills did you learn as a football player that you've taken with you into being an entrepreneur? Is there anything that you kind of saw in both fields?
Yeah, I would say that, again, it's a group, right? So it's a team sport. And I think that's very much what being an entrepreneur is. You know, it's about a team that you build around you. It's about having the right teammates around you, because if you don't have the right team around you, you'll stop passing that person who loses the ball every time, right? So it's about the team is only as strong as the weakest link, really. So it's about bringing everybody on that journey. Like sports, it's up and down as well in terms of how things go. So it's about being able to turn around a game from 2-0 to 3-2 victory. That's even better feeling than us winning 3-0 sometimes, right? So to go through those hard times together as well. I think another thing I would say is that, you know, sports is probably the most competitive, especially football, is probably the most competitive business in the world, I would say, with so much competition. It makes business feel quite easy, to be honest. So, yeah, it's just working hard. And I think one of the core things is that, you know, working hard by working smart as well. You know, it's not about quantities, but quality of work as well. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really important. And again, that goes back to having the right team around you.
So what can brands learn from this? Well, first off, sport proves that loyalty doesn't have anything to do with winning games or being good at something. It has everything to do with emotion. Football fandom reminds us that the best way to get people to be loyal is to make them feel like they're part of something. But what if your product doesn't have anything attached to it? What if it's just a thing and not an experience? Well, then you have to make it an experience. To recreate the emotional loyalty we see in sports, brands need to deliver rewarding experiences to their customers. To do this, understand your customers at each touch point and then offer personalized rewards. Rewarding experiences tap into emotional loyalty, and it's emotions that ultimately shape behavior. Just like the beautiful game, your business needs loyal fans too. Rewards can help incentivize customers to support your brand through the good seasons and the bad ones. Thanks for listening to this episode of Loyalty Discussions with White Label Loyalty. You can follow us on our LinkedIn page to keep up with all of our best loyalty resources.